The Love Life and Lose Weight podcast will teach you the art and science of changing your habits around food. If you know what to do, but can't figure out why you're just not doing it, this is the right podcast for you. I'm your host, Advanced Certified Weight and Life Coach, Heather Beardsley. I've helped hundreds of women just like you figure out how to think and eat like a normal eater, lose weight, and love life on the journey to goal weight and beyond. Hey, it's Heather. Welcome to the episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about why you're overweight. For many of my clients, when I ask them this question, they very quickly have an answer. They tell me things like, well, I noticed that I got overweight or I gained weight when an upsetting event happened in their family unit when they were young. That was stressful. And what they did was they learned to turn to food for comfort or escape or resisting something that had happened to them even. Because we know that when we eat food, we have a dopamine response to it, which is a feel-good response physiologically in the brain. We're designed to have this, otherwise we would never get up and get ourselves food. We have to have an internal reward system for behaviors that propagate the species, right? We have internal rewards. We feel good rewards for drinking water and eating food and having sex and all of those things that propagate the species. So, of course, eating is no different. But if you have a stressful event or someone who needs a coping mechanism for something that's chronically stressful in their life, you're going to get an emotional reward with your thinking about the food and how it helps you. And this is where we learn to normalize the idea that overeating helps us. I mean, to be honest with you, even as aware as coaches are, we do this all the time. Like when I was going through an unhappy marriage, I knew I was turning to wine more frequently than I wanted to because it gave me the feel-good effects of wine in my body and my thoughts about the wine and how much I enjoyed it and liked it and how much it was allowing me to de-stress from a stressful day/life. Of course, it creates habits of association. So this is why we're overweight. We're overweight because we learned habits of association that drive overeating or overdrinking, whatever it might be, right? So, but when we're young and we learn to overeat to cope, we often ask ourselves, like, what's wrong with me? Because we notice we don't look like our siblings or our friends. We notice that we want to eat more food than our siblings or our friends, and we just seem like strange and weird and wrong. And then when we think we're strange and weird and wrong for long enough, and we don't lose weight because we're still using food to feel better, then we think there's something wrong with us. It becomes part of how we see ourselves. So when I coach my clients, who are often in their 40s, 50s, or beyond, they still believe this about themselves, especially because without changing those go-to habits where they have learned to feel better by overeating, they do believe there's something wrong with them. They do believe that they need to be kind of tamed and controlled, and their over-desire needs to be sort of whipped into shape. And how do they do this? They use a harsh inner voice, a harsh inner critic to kind of drive them, like horsewhip them forward into like eating less and being better and not fucking it up. And, you know, why are you so over desirous of food? What's wrong with me? The extent of some of this self-talk is really, as a coach, It's very hard to hear. Some of my clients really tell me honestly how they speak to themselves, and they believe they deserve it. It's almost like, you know, being a victim to yourself. And it just happened because they believed the story that they couldn't be trusted instead of a better story, which is I learned habits around food. And that's the story that I want you to pick up from today on and tell yourself. There is nothing wrong with you. You have a human propensity to learn to reward yourself with food. And when you have a life where you've got to cope with some crazy stuff, stressful stuff, what have you, you know, we all have some kind of little T trauma or even big T trauma. And food can be a way of coping with the world until that's over. And then even if it's not over, you know, we're still left with our habits, which we oftentimes think we should just be able to change as soon as we realize that we are being programmed and our actions are programmed by our habitual thinking. It's just not that easy. It requires focus and it requires your attention and your awareness. So this is why it's really important for you to start listening to how you talk to yourself. And when you start noticing thoughts that are elevating and making really sexy the idea that overeating helps you, we really need to start questioning that. And the more we are aware and the more that we question, gently question, is this helping me? The easier weight loss will become. Because let's face it, when you believe that overeating, you truly believe that overeating no longer helps you ever, you won't want to overeat. Think about quitting anything. Let's take alcohol. If you have an alcoholic who wants to stop drinking, the best way that they can do that is to no longer want to drink. And my goal for you is to help you understand and reason with yourself that whatever your habits may have been in the past about why you needed overeating or what it did for you or how helpful it was, and I'm sure it was, there's nothing wrong with that. But that now you're ready to just enjoy your food for what it is, and then you're going to meet all of your other needs with your own thinking and your own actions. And so this is real habit change that we're talking about. And when you stop thinking that there's something wrong with you and that you just have habits around food that you're going to learn new habits around, you no longer self-identify as somebody who can't be trusted. And so when you hear the harsh inner voice bossing you around or berating you or what have you, you're just going to be like, no, I don't talk to myself like that anymore. And it can really just be that easy. So this is why you're overweight. The truth is, there's nothing wrong with you. You have a human brain and it sometimes happens. And look, weight maybe is your thing. A lot of people who don't have weight problems and never did learned a lot of other habits around other things that they probably had to deal with too. And so this is just your thing. It's not a big deal. It doesn't mean anything more than you just need to change some habits. And that's what we're going to work on. Just know that you do need to, you're not going to get escape away from feeling good around certain foods. And we don't want you to. Like a cupcake is always going to light up your pleasure center in your brain. There's just no two ways about it. And so you are going to have some pleasure around food, and that's totally normal, but we're not going to jack it up with our thinking to think that we don't have control around food, because the truth is, no matter what you think about any food, I don't care if you self-identify as a sugar addict, which is just never helpful. Whatever you think about food and how it controls you, it doesn't compel you to act in accordance to any thought that you might have. So think about, you know, somebody that you used to think was amazing. I think back to this little boyfriend I had in fifth grade, which wasn't even a real boyfriend. It was like a crush. We were like a school boyfriend and girlfriend, and we never really saw each other outside of school. And, you know, when I first moved to the school, I just thought he was the cutest thing. And I really was into him and I really liked him. And then as I got to understand more about him and more about who he was, I realized he was just kind of a douchebag. And I had elevated him in my mind. But the truth was, he wasn't all that. And I was like, why am I still dating this person? I don't really want to be with him. So you can think the same thing about overeating. You don't have to, you know, make food boring or anything like that. You can still love food, but we're going to love food for taking away physical hunger. And then anything after that, we're going to create a life you love to fill the needs that we have that remain after our bellies are satisfied, right? And we can do that. And you can think of yourself, once you go through this process, as a normal eater. You can come back from feeling out of control around food, or like you'll never lose weight, or you've had a lifelong weight problem. That doesn't have to be your legacy. I promise you, when my clients start to really click in with weight loss, it's amazing. They're like, wow, I never thought I would be here. And a lot of times it does take time to unwind sometimes decades of stories about our limitations and our imperfections and all this bullshit that we believed about ourselves, and just simply focus on thinking truthfully about who we are, amazing, worthy people who deserve to live life at their desired weight and not have this whole weight loss thing take any more time in your life than it needs to. Because the truth is, I mean, you can stay with weight loss longer if you want to, but you don't have to. It's very easy these days to lose weight in a very sustainable way and never gain it back again. We know so much about the science of habit change. We know about the science of the mind, you know, the mental weight loss that has to accompany, you know, changing habits around food. And, you know, you just let it play out over the course of about a year and you're going to get it. Some people get it real quick. Some people it takes a little longer, but there is a different future for you in case you thought there wasn't. And I'm here to just tell you that. So your homework for this episode is to write your old story about why you were overweight, what you believed that you know just isn't true. And I also want you to, in the second part, write about who you thought yourself to be because you were overweight. And just be honest. You know, it's a little heartbreaking, but write the honest truth about what you used to believe. And then at the end, I want you to write, I'm no longer that person. From today, I know I gained weight because I learned habits of thinking and actions around food. I'm overweight because I learned habits of thinking and actions around food. And I'm in control of all of that. The truth is, being overweight is a symptom for something that's really needed in your life. And when you start to lose weight and really meet your needs, you'll figure out what that is. You'll figure out what's being needed for your life. For many of my clients, it's, you know, healing from the past. Sometimes it's forgiveness. Sometimes it's really connecting with loving themselves, giving them permission to love themselves. Maybe some of my clients you know, go to therapy and they deal with some shit that they never dealt with. My role as a coach is to show them their minds, to show them what they're thinking and how that's creating results in their life. So that's what your homework's about. Write down your old thinking, then you write down the new thinking. And then if you want, and I recommend this, go to a safe place where you can light the paper on fire if you can, or if you digitally plan or digitally write, go ahead and just put it in the trash and empty the trash can and just, it's over. Like that old weight story that blames the dieter, blames you as like being flawed for having weight to lose is done. And from today, we get to just get to work on, you know, sustainable weight loss and habit change. And I'm excited for it. So thank you for joining me on this episode. Stay focused on what you want. And so long.
Hey, if this episode resonated for you, then let's connect. Visit hbeardsley.com/subscribe. That's hbeardsley.com/subscribe. And get on the list. You'll get a free gift, periodic coaching, plus advance notice of in-person events and workshops.